The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. Words, words, more words, says Gloria Swanson as Norma Desmond in the film classic Sunset Boulevard. Norma famously complains of the demise of silent films, thanks to the appearance of the talkies. She goes on, "There was once a time in this business when they had the eyes of the whole world, but that wasn't good enough. Oh no, they had to have the ears of the whole world too." Among writers, Norma is not likely to find a sympathetic audience. Most poets hunger for language like bees thirst for nectar, like soccer players thirst for a winning kick, or a skydiver out of necessity for survival, a successful jump. At times, a writer's appetite for language feels outsized and obsessive. Love of words is considered by poets and critics alike as primal evidence of why the poet is in the game. Yet, Norma would have been right at home with my family, who considered walking on eggshells to be the norm. I came from a tribe for whom words were overrated. My family believed you do not need to say everything that's on your mind or share your feelings just because you felt them. In fact, paradoxically, at times the unsaid was heard louder. I still recall the cutting look of disappointment whenever my mom walked into my unkempt bedroom. Once, my grandfather hushed me mid-sentence. I was telling him about how I felt the presence of my deceased grandmother in the house after her passing. "Nope, stop right there," he said. For him, to speak was to conjure. There was, too, the risk of an explosive moment in my home. Because of suppressed feelings and deferred real talk, we were accustomed to holding everything inside and to avoiding conflict. Today, words lead me to pockets of understanding, which I've carefully cultivated through writing poetry. The journey to insights and those momentary stays against confusion are often filled with inarticulate, wayward wanderings and long stretches of speechlessness. Part of my love of poetry is owed to how it stages eloquence and puts a finishing touch on a thing that I finally needed to say. But on occasion, we find silence as a vessel of our innermost feelings. Today's poem illustrates how, when language is muted, strong emotions such as love and desire are amplified and echo into a future without end. Without Name by Pauli Murray. Call it neither love, nor spring madness, nor chance encounter, nor quest ended. Observe it casually, as pussy willows or pushcart pansies on a city street. Let this seed growing in us, granite strong with persistent root, be without name. Or call it the first warm wind that caressed your cheek and traded unshared kisses between us. call it the elemental earth, bursting the clasp of too long winter and trembling for the plow blade. Let our blood chant it, and our flesh sing anthems to its arrival. But our lips shall be silent, uncommitted. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.